was last Saturday night. And last Saturday night, I was at a motivational seminar in Los Angeles, because I attend a lot of retreats and seminars for my work so I can stay inspired. And I was at this motivational seminar in Los Angeles where for 2 days we all talked about how we wanted to be more. 9 out of 10 people who got on the stage said that they wanted to write a book and they wanted Oprah to discover it. If Oprah discovers everybody, is it still special, you know? So it was one of those seminars where I love the idea of aspiring for more and infinite possibilities, and yet sometimes it creates within me this paradox of how do you reconcile striving and surrender? And sometimes when I attend workshops like that where I'm told that I need to be more, or I'm told to think that I need to be more, I leave feeling like I'm not enough. So then, fast forward a week, I came here on was it Thursday? 2 weeks ago, it was Thursday, and we did this beautiful opening ceremony that John led, very similar to the one we just did outside, and John so beautifully called in the animal energy, which I really appreciated. And then walking back from that sacred circle as we did single file, I started getting really excited about this group, this gathering. And the reason I was excited was I heard my inner voice say, no one in that room is going to tell me I need to be more. And yet, when we sat in the first circle and shared in a circle about where we were, the thing that came up for me was this idea of, did I deserve to be here in this sacred circle with this group of rock star kindness people? You know, when I hadn't yet eradicated homelessness, how could I possibly deserve to be sitting in this circle with all of these people who were doing similar things, you know, doing really bold things in the world? So I confessed that even in this circle of kind and loving people, I felt like perhaps I was not enough. And it was in that instant, that moment of vulnerability, that I had my first revelation. I had a revelation as to the nature of grace, because grace says that you, grace, hey Grace. Grace as a universal principle, and perhaps the grace sitting over there says that you don't have to earn what you deserve. That grace by definition is that you receive that which you have not earned. And so in that moment, as I said, I feel like I may not be enough. I may not deserve to sit in this circle. I had this experience of grace, of feeling like, wow, maybe I do belong here. And then it got better from there. And I don't know exactly what changed it for me. It may have been that first night after the circle when I went upstairs and I had to take a vitamin and I was like, oh, I got to walk all the way downstairs and get some water. I got this great water bottle and I picked it up and somebody had filled the water bottle before giving it to us. I don't know if I would have thought to do that. It may have been the numerous handwritten notes found on our pillows with candy and other treats and books and other gifts that we received, post-it notes on our doors, signs. It may have been all of the beautiful food that was prepared with so much love and so much elegance. Thank you for that. It most certainly was the sharing from every single person in the circle, the people who presented, and in the one-on-one conversations, the sharing that was so elegant and so eloquent and so from the heart. It may have been all of those things. It certainly was the film that we saw in Animals that night, last night. It was that. It was all of that. And yet it was something more. It was something intangible, I think, that really wrought this healing within me that I experienced here this weekend. And the only thing that I can call it is the circle, or the other big word that you used. What was that? Something stripped the what? The Möbius strip. I'm gonna stick with circle, but y'all will know that we're talking about a Möbius strip, maybe. Okay. I think it was the circle. And the circle is really what I see as a placeholder in eternity. And what I learned from this circle, and particularly as we brought in the animal energy that started, as I said, the first night we were here, is that I can't imagine a condor or a porcupine or a wolf or a serval, any of the beautiful animals that we saw in that movie, I can't imagine them sitting in their enclosures or strolling around in the woods and saying, you know, I'm just not enough. And I think about my tendency to say that, and I realize that not enough is a relative term. That yes, I will always be not enough in certain ways. When I tried to lower myself off a cliff to get to the beach, I was not enough. I was not up to that task. And in some situations, I'll be too much. But not enough and too much, it's like there's no up in infinity, there's no up and down in infinity. Not enough and too much are relative terms, meaning that they are in relationship with something. And what I aim to do, and what I think that the circle strives to do or doesn't strive to do, is to touch the hem of the infinite garment of the absolute reality. How about that? I just came up with that. Wow. To touch the hem of the infinite garment of infinite reality. Is that what absolute reality? So somebody write that down, please. Oh. Okay, good. Okay. Thank you. That reality where we all abide when we rest and remember who we really are. A lot of this work this weekend has been about remembering. And it's that reality that takes us to what I like to call Rumi's field. Our friend Jalaluddin Rumi. Probably a lot of you know this quote, but I'm going to adapt it slightly for this gathering. Out beyond ideas of wrongdoing and right doing, there is a field. There is a circle. I'll take you there. When the soul lies down in that grass, the world is too full to talk about. Words like you, me, each other, not enough, don't make any sense. Thank you, Laddership, for teaching me that those words don't make any sense. Thank you for bringing me home. And so it is. Thank you.